century. Then there was this Albert. He said, you know, this is the fourth dimension. Everybody was shocked. Now, in M theory, we are doubting that 11. We think maybe it's more than 11 dimensions. This is what it is. With all the advancement, we realized how narrow our information is yet. But the future is promising. I know it's very easy to find the points to be disappointed. It's enough to be I or us. Then them are full of nonsenses. But if you look at this, a silly monkey, this is what we are. But look at it. Look at what we know. Knowledge. We know we are not in the center of this space that we could see. We could. We haven't seen it yet. You know how narrow it is? The angle we see, only three angles of this sphere. And these three, they don't go up to 10% even. Just these angles that we are looking. It's so big, so complicated. And mainly, how could you say mainly this universe is? Give me an adjective. Think of an adjective. Honestly, go back in your memories. You have seen a lot of pictures and the movies of space, right? It's first of all, beautiful. There is this astronomical picture of the day. Daily will change. And we'll show you only a little spot over there with 200 galaxies. Strange and different. We haven't found one repetition yet. And this is something that nobody talks about. We have seen so much, right? We haven't seen a copy of something. It's variety, mind-boggling really. And we know about it. Why? We are so teeny-weeny here. We cannot even imagine the traveling. Traveling distances are light years. And they say this is 200 light years away. We know, and somehow we don't know why. We care about it. Where that's coming from, that is my point. Why do we care? We don't know. The curiosity is here. Rumi explained this curiosity. Do you remember how he does it? He would say they are saying a story about some philosopher who was a really good fellow, that he said, I wish after death I could see from the asshole of a donkey what's happening here. And Rumi would say, this is not that they're saying of that good fellow, but think about it, because this is what is driving us. If you pay attention to the children, you will see they really explode with curiosity and drive you crazy because they ask so many questions you don't have any answer to. You just left it aside that, okay, not now, later. That's what it is. We are curious. So you will be attracted to different sources. It's important to understand what sources to avoid. When you go to peasant, you limit your environment to that village. Instead of expanding your horizon, you bring it to what? That circle is me. This peasant. At the end of the story, you remember the end of the story, what will we realize at the end of the story? That this stupid guy has knowledge, but the knowledge goes to the fart of his animal. So, yes, he has knowledge, but knowledge is limited to me and my little environment. He forgets about all the stuff in the city. This is the real dungeon. How does it happen? It doesn't happen that you volunteer to go to the village. The villager will call you, will invite you. Why? Because he wants to be your guest in the city. That's a trick. And these tricky fellows are all around. Why? Quite normal. Do you remember I talked about the villages, then the city? What is the proportion now? The people who live in the city and the people who really live in that stage. We are not similar. The variety applies to us as well. Like everything else. So there are few civilized and the rest will envy them, will want to have all the benefits without changing their horizon. So they will present their case to you always good. And if you are not clever enough, at the end, when you pay the price, then you know. Is this our way? No, we have teachings. So we have to teach you some trick. One of the tricks is this. There are these group of fellow who are believers, who are Muslim, and they try to trick to have some benefits for themselves. And this is a paragraph which interrupts our story. Then we come back to the story, and this will happen and happen. So let's hear this example that Rumi presents about the people that they call it Zarwan. Who is the guilty party tonight? No hands? You. Yes. That's you.
The story of the people of Zarwan and how they contrived that they should pick the fruit of their orchards without being troubled by the poor. You have read the story of the people of Zarwan. Then why have you persisted in seeking expedience? Several men who stung like scorpions were contrived that they might cut off part of the daily bread of some poor folk. During the whole night, they were devising a plot. Many Amr and Bakr had put their faces together.
Okay. What was that all about?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
I'm just reading it.
That's the point. Okay, so when you're reading, you don't get it, let someone else read it. You started that, I'm telling you the story of a group of people. Haven't you heard about them? I guess not. That's why you are trying to be clever, tricky fellow like that. Let me tell you who they are. Who are these people? These are the people who want to grab something from other people. That other, we call them dervishes. Why we call them dervishes? Because dervishes is a very let's say, vast domain, and mainly it will give us the meaning of the people who are not very rich people and greedy people, who are not in the, let's say, habit of collecting the money, okay? There are other groups who want to steal from these people, and they try it. When they try it, huh, they are not working in day. It's night, every night. The night will repeat over there. Insertion is not normal that, to say that, because when you say every night, okay, every night we'll understand. But this musical way you will say night, every night. Means, don't forget, these are the people of night. These are the people of darkness. And this is a very sensitive subject. When you go through the mythical stories, which are mainly in Middle East, because that's the oldest part, and they have these mythical stories to explain this and that and that. The good fellow climbs the mountain, the bad fellow will go in a well, because we believe going toward the sun and the light is expanding your horizon, trying to be enlightened. Going down, down there is where? When you say down there, first of all, no, hell is very advanced. Before that, before you created the world of hell, what was down there? That's grave. For animal, that's grave. Then it becomes the hell. Then you will say, no, that's a well. And you dug it for someone else, but you're at the bottom. This is the way he expresses all the angles, that every night, night after night, they were trying to influence this or that or that. Yes?
Those wicked men were speaking their inmost thoughts in secret, lest God should discover it. Did the clay devise against the plasterer? Is the hand doing any work that is hidden from the heart? He hath said, doth not he who created know thy desire? Whether in thy secret conversations there is sincerity or cajolery. How shall a traveler who is set out at morn be unforgetful to one who does play, one who sees plainly where shall be his lodging tomorrow? Wheresoever he has descended or mounted, he hath taken charge of it and reckoned it up by number.
What was all that about? Let's ask these fellows, what was that all about? Because these verses were in Arabic. They don't get it. Rumi is saying something, and this is a tricky part of Masnavi. There are times that he talks in Arabic, and we let it go, just to provoke your imagination. There are times that he says in Arabic, then translation comes. The next verse will say it all. Here, he brought in, there are three verses in Arabic, which started that with what? He said, and amazingly, that word, he, there is no God in parentheses. In Persian is, he said. He said is in Persian. Then the rest in Arabic means I'm quoting him. So Iranians could understand that. He says, right? Then it's in Arabic. The conclusion will come. But what was the beginning of the stuff? He explained what they are trying to do. They are trying to keep it hush hush, quiet, secret, that God will not understand. Haha, that's the funny part. And this is something that a lot of people do. Don't laugh at me that they're silly. A lot of